Country Bob FM.
We're rolling Neil free here today. It's the Bob Almanac. The bell. But we have a little thing called Virtual Neil.
Huh? I only watch Gunsmoke.
So that's good. Tuesday, May 26th, the 147th day of the year. We have 220 remaining. That's 220 days, including today. If you just want to go with full 24-hour days, 219 remaining. Somewhat significant on this date, 1805, Lewis and Clark, despite what Harry and Lloyd said in Dumb and Dumber, guess what? John Denver is not a liar. The Rocky Mountains are rocky, and Lewis and Clark confirmed that on this date. Lewis and Clark, big John Denver fans, I believe they really liked Fly Away. Lewis and Clark first sighted the Rocky Mountains this date on their excursion to the Pacific Ocean. I don't know if they knew they were there. It's like walking along and all of a sudden running into a fence. Big barbed wire fence. Oh, we can't go any further. Not Lewis and Clark. They kept going. They had a mission to make it to the Pacific Ocean, and they did, despite the Rocky Mountains. They had to find a pass through there, and they did. 1836, House of Representatives adopted the gag rule. Adopted to restrict needless long discussions in Congress. Needless long discussions in Congress. Think about that for a moment. You know, in the early days, they actually used a gag. Somebody would bring a rag, and they would actually gag them. I'd pay for that to see that today. 1868, Andrew Johnson. More governmental news here. Andrew Johnson acquitted. Again, he had been impeached and then was acquitted in the trial. One of three presidents to be impeached. So he was impeached because of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Or maybe his opposing political party just didn't like him. 1868. 1896, the last czar of Russia, Nicholas II, Electric Boogaloo, was crowned on this date, 1896. Now, some people would think, and maybe even Putin himself thinks that he's a czar. Kind of carries himself like a czar every now and then. But 1896, the last technical czar of Russia, crowned 1896. 1911.
When the race finally ended after 6 hours and 42 minutes, Haroon claimed victory for the Marmon Company. Nicknamed the Yellow Jacket, his machine averaged 74.602 miles an hour.
Is that, that sounds like Gerald McCraney, Major Dad. I don't know if it is or not, but a little bit of a documentary about the Indy 500, the first one on this date, August 23rd this year, is going to be the Indy. They had to cancel. It would have been this past weekend, but they had to cancel it due to COVID-19 and are uncertain times. So this year's, the 2020 Indy 500, will take place August 23rd. It's got to be the latest ever Indy 500, right? Because the first one ever occurred on this date, 1911. 1933, let's remember Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman, the Mississippi blue yodeler.
T for Texas, T for Tennessee. T for Texas, T for Tennessee.
As important and as big of a factor in the beginning and the birth of country music, really, than anybody, and as much as anybody, right there with the Carters. Carters were influenced by Jimmy Rogers. And he died at a very young age, as well documented in the Ken Burns documentary, Country Music. Just 35, here this day, Jimmy Rogers passing away in 1933, 59.
What's a frisbee? A frisbee's fun. It's a flying saucer that you command. Watch.
This is the way to curve a frisbee.
This is the way to curve a frisbee.
Catch a frisbee.
It started out as a pie plate and became fun for the entire family.
This is the way to hold a frisbee.
Frisbees are fun, and the word frisbee became a registered trademark of Wham-O. Wham-O bought the rights to frisbee, the flying pie plate. 1959. 1974. This is David Cassidy. Remember him from the Partridge Family? This is David Cassidy talking.
I've been in touch with the hospital, and I've sent in flowers a couple of days, but I mean, I haven't been inside a hospital room. I mean, I don't know if anyone has. She's in intensive care.
It was really sad on this date. That's David Cassidy talking about an incident at his concert. 1,000 people needed medical treatment. A 14-year-old girl ended up, the girl that he's talking about there, actually did pass away. The crowd lost control at the David Cassidy concert in London on this date, 1974. 74. 75, this song was a phenomenon.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Glenn Campbell was already a big star, but this sent him out to the outer universe stratosphere. Rhinestone Cowboy released on this date. I remember we wanted the song so bad. We wanted the record. My dad got it from a jukebox. It had been played so much at the jukebox at the local tavern or wherever it was a place called the River Diner. They had to replace it after just a few months because they just played it over and over and over. And we got the used 45 out of a jukebox, and then we used it some more and basically wore right through it. I don't know if anybody's ever wore right through a 45 before, but might want to check the needle. So Rhinestone Cowboy released this date 1975 in the news in 77. Oh, where's Virtual Neil right now?
I'm ready, Jim.
Okay, nice.
The challenge wasn't actually the designing and building of the devices that I used.
Huh?
And just getting myself psyched up for the climb. That's what the real challenge was. Once I started going up, it was pretty straightforward and rather easy.
Some people, when they first saw you up there, said, that guy's out of his mind. He's nuts. Are you crazy?
No, absolutely not.
How do we know that?
Am I alive?
You're alive.
Right. I could do it again and again and again. It would always work.
That's the guy that climbed the World Trade Center, 1977, like a year before. It was that guy, Philippe Pettit, who went across on a high wire from tower to tower. This guy scaled it all the way to the top. And they called him the human fly. That was Connie Chung, by the way, a young Connie Chung interviewing him. She asked him if he was crazy. I would have asked Connie Chung, are you crazy? Are you actually going to marry Maury Povich? Come on. So George Willig did that on this date. He was fined and arrested, but he was fined only $1.10. A penny for every floor, the 110 floors of the World Trade Center. George Willig, very defiant, very confident wall crawler. He's no Spider-Man, though. In 93, this happened in Cleveland.
High fly ball, right field deep. Canseco back to the track. Look it up. It is off his head, it looked like. And over the top. A home run. That looked like it hit Canseco over the top of the head. We'll have to check the replay. It did.
It was the ultimate doink on this date, 93. Cleveland's Carlos Martinez hits a ball to right field. Jose Canseco going back, and it's off his head and over the fence for a home run. The hollow doink that was heard throughout Cleveland's Municipal Stadium was at a volume that nobody had ever heard before. That kind of doink. It was a little hollow up there in Jose Canseco's melon, but it was a home run. It was this date, 1993, one of the fine, fine baseball bloopers of all time. And then on this date in 1994, this is the actual date that Michael Jackson married Lisa Marie Presley in a secret private ceremony in the Dominican Republic. It took several months after before we knew it. I think some of us didn't know about it until the MTV Awards, like later on in the summer, in September, that they had actually married. But this was the date, the marriage date, 1994. All right, birthdays now here today. Brent Musburger.
You are looking live at RFK Stadium in Washington, where the Buccaneers are making their first ever visit. Tampa Bay hopes to make some capital of its own as Vinny Testaverde returns after being sidelined with a bruised knee.
I like the Buccaneers' chances in that one with Vinny Testaverde under center and taking the snaps. But Brent Musburger, famous line, you are looking live. It's for all the Tostitos. That was a pretty popular one, college football. But Brent Musburger, he's been around a while. NFL Today, play-by-play, he's doing it. He lost one of his good friends, Phyllis George, a week or two ago, who co-hosted and was one of the other members and personalities on that NFL Today show. Brent Musburger is 81.
Well, you never see woman away.
One of these sultry songstresses of the 70s and 80s, even into the 90s. Stevie Nicks. When her and Lindsey Buckingham joined Fleetwood Mac, it was on. They pretty much took rock music by storm. That Rumors album, still selling thousands of copies a day. Probably not, but 72 for Stevie Nicks. Miami Vice.
Yeah, I could use a drink myself. What do you say the two of us get out of here?
Well, it's a little difficult just now for me to leave.
What time is the shop closed? How about dinner?
Tonight's impossible.
Tomorrow?
All right.
Oh, Tubbs would not take no for an answer. He was Tubbs of Crockett and Tubbs. Philip Michael Thomas. He had his own song, too, called Rico's Blues on the Miami Vice soundtrack. It's Philip Michael Thomas, 71, also 71.
It was an attitude adjustment. I guess it was his first time. An attitude adjustment. Now he understands just fine.
Told you earlier this morning we'd have a Hank Jr. mention on the Bob Almanac. Ever seen any of those Hank Jr. videos, Neil?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Of course. Hank Williams Jr., 71. We'll probably have a song of his. I think an early Hank Jr. song is in order for today's Bob Almanac in just minutes. So Hank Jr., happy birthday, 71. Another country music star and artist, one of the founding members of Black Hawk, along with Van Stevenson, of course, Henry Paul. Dave Robbins is 61. Here is a comedian who had a strange delivery and approach to comedy, if you could say it.
I gotta explain to you what is going on here. First of all, I don't want to be here. I lost my job. No way. I didn't really lose my job. I mean, I know where my job is still. Just when I go there, there's this new guy doing it.
Bit of an acquired taste, Bobcat Goldthwait. 58. He was in one of the police academies, maybe more. You know, when you have 20 of the same movie, there's a lot. It's easy to get them confused. But Bobcat, some people just call him Bob. He's the one who set the chair on fire on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. 58. Lenny Kravitz is 56. I was going to cue up some Lenny Kravitz music. Totally forgot. That's how involved we are here in the Bob Almanac and how close we watch things step by step. But Lenny Kravitz is 56. He was had a big part in the Hunger Games movies. He was the guy that was designing all the dresses for Katniss. Great dress designer in the movie. Lenny Kravitz, 56. You ever watch that South Park show?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
I wasn't asking you. It was kind of just for the listeners here, Neil. Sorry. South Park, the guy who gave it, co-creator Matt Stone. Interesting sense of humor. 49 today. Let's see. Lauryn Hill.
Yeah. I heard it sang a good song. I heard he had a style.
Added a little tempo, a little beat to the Roberta Flack song. And it's a nice hit in the 90s for Lauryn Hill. This is her with the Fugees, and she went on to do some solo work. Lauryn Hill's 45, and our rapper of the day, Neil.
Huh?
Rapper of the day, Jaheim. And I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that. Is Jaheim? Jaheim? I need some of our hip-hop experts to text in on that, because I didn't have time to pre-read. Go ahead and look for the pronunciation of our rapper of the day. Just happens to be 42. Now the gone but not forgotten's Al Jolson.
$20. $20, see, out of your mind?
Well, take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. We got Al Jolson here. Al Jolson.
Al Jolson. What the hell do I care about Al Jolson? I just soon hear you sing Mammy.
Al Jolson, forever immortalized on Seinfeld. Al Jolson, 1886, the jazz singer. We have the Duke here today, and I can't believe that Neil Freeman is not here. Two of his heroes are having birthdays here today. Two of his heroes are having birthdays, and he's not here to celebrate. John Wayne, the Duke, 1907. I even think that Jay Silver heals. Tonto is one of his heroes as well.
Go now, Kimasabi.
And leave you here as hostage. I make no bargain with my friend's life.
Kemosabe, if Killer of Brehor is not brought to justice soon, Red Cloud make war on white people.
Many Jay people Silverheels, Tonto, 1912, born on this date.
Continue with the operation. You may fire when ready.
What?
You're far too trusting. Dantooine is too remote to make an effective demonstration, but don't worry. We will deal with your rebel friends.
Your rebel friends.
No,
You have to love Peter Cushing in Star Wars as Grand Moff Tarkin. And of course, he was also Dracula, 1913.
Never know how much I love
Gone but Not Forgotten, by the way. Let's hear it for Peggy Lee, everybody. Put them together. You're going to have a show, and you're going to put Peggy Lee on it. Get ready for some applause, because she deserves it. She desires it.
When you kiss me,
Peggy Lee, 1920. Again, Neil, he missed the Duke, and now he misses James Arness.
Why don't you get out of Dodge while you're still alive?
Well, now, Marshall, I've been in a lot of towns, bigger towns than this even, and I always rode on when I got good and ready. Oh, and I always left healthy.
Dodge may be the town that changes that.
It was always fun when Matt Dillon got serious, right? He could joke around with Doc and Kitty and Festus and everybody, but when he got serious, and that voice dropped a couple of octaves. James Arness, local guy, one of us, 1923. We have Jim Fry, American manager from the American League and the National League, the Cubs, the Royals. You know, the Twins wanted to hire him. The Twins wanted to hire him instead of Tom Kelly. In 1980, let's see, they fired, that would have been 86. They fired Ray Miller in 86. Tom Kelly was the interim manager. They wanted to hire Jim Fry for 87. Couldn't do it, so they brought in, just made Tom Kelly the full-time manager. It was a good decision. Jim Fry, born on this date, 1931. Levon Helm is on our list here today.
I pulled into Nazareth, just feeling about half-assed dead.
One of those guys, comfortable and gals. Like Karen Carpenter, Phil Collins, playing the drum and singing lead, Levon Helm, the Elton John song, Levon, is about him, or inspired by him, from the band, 1940, and we were talking about astronauts and blasting off and sending rockets out into outer space. Sally Ride, the first American woman to go to space. This date, 1983 is when she went into space. She was born on this date, 1951. And now, Neil, they are what? They're all gone, but not forgotten. The Bob Almanac, all done, solo here today. It's 9:05. It is an Almanac quiz. Do we have anything to give away here today? Almanac quiz? No. So I'm going to select the kickoff song. Let's see. Diamond Rio, Mirror, Mirror, good one. Judd's Mama, He's Crazy. Lori Morgan, Go Away would be a good one. I think we're going to start out with Waylon Jennings. It's Bobathon, and it's the start of the No Repeat Workday.
All you need for summer. KBDG Albany. KBDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul.